Hi, this is Kevin Conroy, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. This is Kevin Conroy, and I am the goddamn Batman.
There is nothing wrong with your podcast player. Do not attempt to adjust the volume. Hello and welcome to Studio 2009. I am, of course, DFJ and Mike. And for our latest podcast approach today, we welcome Brian from the Social Loafers podcast, Brian Johnson. Brian with an I, the only way Brian should ever be spelled.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Those Brians that spell the stuff with the Y is just, it's alternate universe crap.
Have you ever seen Brian with an IE?
No, I have not.
Maybe it's an Irish thing. I don't know, but it looks terrible.
I have never seen that. I don't ever want to see that. It's kind of like Brainy Smurf with an E instead of a Y.
Awkward. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Awkward. That's right. So we're going to ask Brian all about how he listens to and produces his own podcast. As I mentioned, the Social Loafer podcast, kind of sort of brand new, only a year in. They've got 36 episodes.
Thank you.
And I don't even know how I found you. It was on, well, it used to be called Twitter. It's now DMX is in his grave because Elon gave X to us. So, God, but I'm not even sure how we got connected, but we did. I have Brian's lovely podcast logo stickers on my computer, amongst all the other stickers I put on my computer. And, yeah, so getting started, when did you discover podcasts and what was the first one you listened to?
Well, I spent so much time listening to just Apple Music that I didn't even know what podcasts were. And then I listened to an audiobook, mm-hmm. And in the audiobook, they talked about a podcaster. No, it was, man, that's a, I'm trying to remember how it was. I know the guy's name is Zach Arnold. He does okay. The Optimize Yourself podcast, but it's like, I listened to somebody talking and they suggested this person. And then that person just led to everything that is podcasting, because I went from Something You Should Know podcast, Optimize Yourself podcast, Jordan Harbinger Show podcast. And it was a lot of make yourself better kind of thing. Mm-hmm. A bunch of financial podcasts, marriage, kids and money podcast. Andy mm-hmm. Hill does a great job with that. So it was me trying to better myself. I wanted to be a better person, because me and my wife were in a situation where we were separating. Uh-huh. So I thought, this is the time to transform myself to be better.
Okay.
So I found podcasting.
Cool. So how long after you started listening did you want to start your own show?
So I listened to so many different podcasts and they were so professional sounding, and I thought that it would be fun to be like a voice actor. Mm-hmm. So I never even thought about podcasting until one day I was at the depot where we deliver bread from, and me and my buddy Brian, we just started talking movies, and our supervisor looked at us after an hour of talking and was like, are you guys going to shut up and get to work? Just to start a podcast or something. And I looked at Brian and said, what do you think? He looked at me and said, what do you think? 20 minutes later, I was back at home contemplating how to even do this. Yeah. I didn't have a mic. I didn't have a computer. I didn't have anything. And then,
wait, how do you not have a computer in 2022?
Because I have a cell phone. That's all I thought I needed. You know, my dad was a computer programmer for decades. And so I learned a lot about hardware and software, mm-hmm. but I just kind of got away from it because I didn't think it was important to me.
Okay.
Like I thought that's in my past. That's the childhood. You know, I don't want to do that because that's what my dad did. I want to do more hands-on stuff. So I got into like construction and stuff like that. So I didn't have a computer.
Huh. Interesting.
Crazy, right? So
yeah. And cell phone podcasting is not, I mean, it can be okay if you have a lot of external things that you can plug into the cell phone that make it better, but just recording on your phone by itself, it's not, it's never been good. Even with smartphones nowadays, no.
That's why I didn't think I could even do anything like that. All the podcasts I heard were like really professionally well produced, and just, it was like, oh my God, there's no way I could live up to that. So why even try?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a point about living up to it. I mean, yeah, you should try. But the thing is like, I've had the same microphone twice. I buy the same equipment. If I know what works, I will, as long as it's still available, I will go back. And it's funny because, and we'll talk about this a little bit later and everything else, but the microphone I have now is the exact same one I had when I bought it in 2009. Wow. Originally, I had a Walmart headset mic, like one of the gamer setups, but one of the really cheap ones. And then I'm like, okay, this sounds like utter. You listen to the first few episodes of my original podcast, the Transformers Generation 1 podcast. Those early episodes suck. I know they suck. And there's nothing I can do about that now, 15 years later. But so I'm like, okay, I need a good microphone. And somebody recommended to me the CAD U37 condenser mic. It was like somewhere between $40 and $80 at the time. I think you can. The stupid thing is, in the midst of 15 years and multiple moves and everything else, I lost its original cord from the original USB cord.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, fine. I'll just buy a new one and I'll set up the new one. And my buddy Steve Megatron, who co-hosts this show and other shows with me, co-created the network with me, I plugged in the new one, which apparently was a black version of the silver version that I've had for years. And I said, how does this sound? Do I sound? He goes, no, you sound like crap. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. So I just took the cord from the new microphone, put it on the old microphone, and Bob's your uncle. Here we are 15 years later.
Wow.
So I go with what works. And as long as I can stick with what works, that's what works.
Hey, there you go.
You know,
I suppose it's kind of like the wheel. You don't need to change the shape if it works.
That's right. So getting your podcast off the ground, what was your plan? What was you and Brian, like, what was your ultimate goal getting it off the ground?
So it sounds very consumerist and capitalist, but I really wanted to try to make money because, like I said, me and the wife were separating. So mm-hmm. I thought I needed more money. So it really started out of ill term, I guess, because I thought I want to make money doing this. So I started listening to a podcast called How to Make a Podcast, and they were talking about how to monetize. And mm-hmm. so I think my focus to start off was a little too money-esque, and I feel bad about that looking back at it in hindsight, because it's become so much fun, and editing has become a hobby, an absolute hobby.
Because
I love to edit more than I love to record, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just being honest that, like, recording is fun and having a conversation is fun, but there's this nervousness about it. Mm-hmm. And it's a conversation between two people. But before I step on the mic, it's like, oh my God, I don't have enough to say. Oh my God, I've got too much in my notes. Oh my God. But then when you're editing, it's just you and the computer, and you're making it into a story. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's already a conversation, but you're turning it into more.
Yes. So
that's why I like editing more than recording, which seems nuts.
Yeah. Longtime voice actor, radio guy, did the voice of Springer in Transformers, did a bunch of other voices, and Neil Ross. He released his book, what is it called? Vocal Recall is what it's called.
Okay.
And he released that a number of years ago. And what he says about voice acting in the 80s and, you know, back then when they were still doing it in studio and everything else, one of his lines was in the book, and in the audio book it sounds even better because it's him saying it, you know, as you're listening.
To this day, I'm never very anxious to hear my own stuff. The joy for me is in the performance, not the playback.
Oh, so man. For him, it's more about being in the room or being, you know, having the conversation than it is whatever the final product is. And that really hit me because I love doing it. I love just sitting here. And for me, I do audio podcasting. I don't do all people who are like, oh, video this. I'm like, no, nobody. The old saying, children should be seen, not heard. I'd rather be heard and not seen. Like, you can't see me. See you later. Let's just have a conversation and have fun. No frills, no nothing. And it's sort of a radio play to me, like radio drama, whatever. And like you said, with editing, you turn it into whatever you want to turn it into.
I also
told Steve in the beginning, I said, I do not make podcasts for children. So if I want to say fuck at any point in time in the world on my show, I will say it. I don't care. That's why I put explicit tags on everything. I don't even care if there's no cursing in the episode. I will put an explicit tag on there just to be on the safe side, because sometimes we go innuendos and innuendon'ts, and sometimes the innuendon'ts are not things people want to be hearing.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yep. As my grandmother used to say, you do you, boo-boo.
Yep, absolutely. So which do you prefer, audio or video podcasting, as a fan and as a producer?
Well, everything I've listened to in the past, they are audio podcasts that have video, but mm-hmm. I have never once watched a video podcast.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like I need to, because mm-hmm. you could see expression, but that's not telling the story that their words are saying.
Yeah.
I would rather listen to it.
Same here. And people seem to think that in order to get engagement, in order to get this, get that, whatever they want out of it, it's like, well, they need to be looking at something. No, you don't. Audio podcasting is not radio. It's not it's not a radio format type thing, but it is a form of talk radio where you just put it on your phone, whatever phone you have, whatever, like Apple or Spotify or whatever, you know, you hit play, you put your phone in your pocket, you go, you know, driving down the street, throwing bread out the back of your truck or whatever, you know,
kind
of,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where you can take it with you, you can listen to it, but you don't have to sit there for 2.5 hours focusing on having to see, you hear the people. Hearing the people is what is, that's the thing, at least for me anyway.
And yet, I think the irony is, I love talking about movies, and our podcast is a movie recommendation podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But so, movies are very visual,
yeah,
but our podcast about movies is very audio.
Well, but the thing is, you're banking on the fact that most of your listeners have seen Back to the Future or Old School Terminator or Beverly Hills Cop 1, 2, and 3 or whatever. You're banking on the fact, like I said to Steve 15 years ago, I said, we are geeks. We need to be making the podcasts for geeks. That's why it's called the Geekcast Radio Network kind of thing, where it's like, we're making this stuff for people like us who aren't podcasters, who want to listen to people who are, kind of thing. And you have the interaction of, hey, I recorded and released this episode about insert Weekend at Bernie's 2 or whatever, whatever movie title you want. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, or whatever comic book title or whatever toy talk topic. There we go.
You got this.
See, AI ain't shit when it comes to me with my tongue twisters. I prefer actual intelligence, not artificial intelligence. Like, you're
just
listening.
Just because it's smarter than us doesn't mean it's better than us. We got this.
I don't know. Some of them things aren't that smart. They are, but they aren't. Not yet, anyway. They haven't perfected it, and hopefully they never will. Hopefully I'll be gone before they perfect AI.
Yeah, there's way too many movies talking about how AI goes wrong, so
why are we
pushing ourselves into it?
Yeah, what did I just watch, or what did I – yeah. Oh, no, I didn't – I haven't watched it yet because I don't think it's out on – what this is for me, because I will do this because I don't care about spoilers, but – if I need to stay in the know of whatever, I will read, as long as the movie's out and the article is correct, I will read the Wikipedia plot for Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. I don't care, because I'll forget. I'm so goddamn old at this point, 43 years old. I'm just like, fuck, my brain just can't handle this crap anymore. Plus, being born brain damaged, I don't have a piece of my brain. I never have had it kind of thing. It's like, I'll read about it, and then I'll watch it a month and a half or 2 months later. So I read the plot synopsis to Dead Reckoning Part 1, and I'm like, AI, really?
On the other side of that equation, though, when you start watching the movie, you get lost in the moment. So it doesn't matter what you know or knew.
Right.
It's all right there in the moment.
Yep. Absolutely. So you've been doing this for about a year or so. How have your podcasting goals changed since you started?
My podcasting goals have changed dramatically. Like, I would like to make money eventually, but at this point, I just like to see my buddy, you know?
There you go.
Brian actually got promoted from being a route driver to being a route supervisor at another depot altogether.
So, oh, jeez. Like,
I basically just get to see him once a week when we go record.
Yeah.
And we don't even get all the conversation about, hey, how have you been? How's your week been? You know, how's the family?
Yeah.
So we don't even get that every day anymore. So when we record, it's like, okay, I got to go home to my family. He's got to go home to his family. So we've got this hour and a half or 2 hours to hang out and just be friends and have a conversation.
Yeah.
That's why our conversation in the episodes sounds so natural.
Yeah.
Because we don't get to see each other every day.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing with me is I've been doing this so long and I record with multiple people. I mean, Steve and I, we talk almost sort of on a daily basis, but it's like in Messenger or on Twitter or, you know, whatever, but we usually have at least once a week or so where we record a couple of shows and then, you know, whatever. And people always say, you know, they used to say, and I'm sure they still say, oh, don't talk about the weather. We're here. No, if you're there for the podcast, you're there for the people doing the podcast. And if they only see each other once a week, or they only get to talk to each other once a week, as long as you're only doing it like 5 or 10 minutes of, hey, how are you? How was your week or what happened? Like, we want to hear things that happened, especially if it's a weekly show or a biweekly show or a monthly show. You need to be able to kind of feel like you know those hosts, even though you may not even know them at all, kind of thing.
Exactly. It's like you're creating a story with what you're saying in the episode, but you're creating a dynamic between the characters of the story, and the story just keeps growing weekly as everybody that's on the outside listening
gets
to follow along the story, kind of like, I don't know, like a soap opera. They get to live the life with the hosts.
I can't see any fictional soap opera town where bread truck people would be a soap opera. I don't even know how. I mean, I hear all the innuendos in my head. You know, low fist, low fat.
These are the croutons of your life.
That's hilarious.
Well, my. Someone's crusty today.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh, somebody got toasted. Well, butter my biscuits. Oh, my God.
See, you can do a bread podcast. Who needs movies when you got this?
We'll sit there and talk. Hey, over at the depot today, did you see that loaf of bread didn't have a twist tie? How hilarious is that? Like, come on, who wants to listen to that?
Yeah, so you're in Minnesota. I'm in Indiana. And for the most part, the eastern, I want to say probably eastern, central, and maybe mountain, but I could be wrong. Those three time zones, they all have bread ties.
Yep.
You go out to the Pacific Northwest, they have these dumbass little tags. I'm like, what the is this?
No, those are terrible.
They're terrible. Because you have to twist the bag up yourself. Like, you still have to twist the bread bag up, but you have to twist it up. And then you have to, like, get it thin enough to fit into that. Like, no.
Because if you don't, then the inside of that little clip is going to cut the bag open, and then you're going to lose freshness.
Yep, exactly. Twist ties all the way. Whatever the other things are, they're evil. What are you going to say?
Evil.
Evil.
The evil tag of death.
That's right. The evil tag of unfresh bread death. Oh, Lord. So if your headphones or microphone or whatever breaks down, are you going to buy the same exact setup or are you going to buy something new and better?
Okay, so I've spent so much time just using my equipment that I haven't even looked at what else there is. I know it's not the top of the line. Even right now, I'm using the original mic that I bought. It's a Yeti Blue USB mic. It was on sale for like $100 at Best Buy. I'm using that now, but several weeks after we started, I upgraded to some ZDM1 microphone headphone combinations that I got from Sweetwater.com. I'm not affiliated, but they are really good. So if they break, I don't feel like I would reach out for something else. I would just go with what I know because that's all I know.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done the research to see what else there is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, but I do a really good job keeping my shit together. Like, I still have all the original foam inserts to make sure everything gets in its right spot all the time. Yeah. I figured I spent enough money on it. If I keep it nice, it'll be nice.
That's right. That's right. Did you think you'd be podcasting for as long as you have?
Yeah, actually, because like I said about that, how to make a podcast that I listened to, they said to make a plan and say, how can we do this podcast for 2 years? Because that's like a baseline, is that after 2 years, you've got enough of a baseline that you could start monetizing.
Yep.
So I told Brian, we got to do this for at least 24 months to make this happen. And he's like, sure, great, let's do it. So we knew that we were going to keep going.
Yeah.
It's been a struggle. It has been a struggle, but that's only because of the distance. Like, we don't live in the same city, but we have to meet at the depot because we don't have anywhere else to go. Like, I don't have a special room to do a podcast. Neither does he.
Okay. You know,
I've got seven people in my house. We're doing this because they're all at Valley Fair at the moment. I mean, I've literally got my dog sitting on the bed right behind me. I'm surprised he's not like begging for attention right now.
Yeah, I mean, the way I've done it for years is because most of the time I've been on my own or whatever. I just make my living room the podcast. Like right now, it's my giant 6-foot by 9-foot desk. It's the computer, the monitor, the keyboard, the printer, all my Funko Pops, and then whatever other things are in the apartment. But like, I don't want a natural living room because I don't want my bedroom with a 6-foot by 9-foot desk. Can't exactly put that comfortably in the size that the bedroom is. So
yeah, I don't even have a desk. I'm literally using an old table that we had in the kitchen previously. I've got like board games on it. I've got monsters. I've got comic books. I've got a bag from it says Happy Father's Day on it, but it's, you know, from Father's Day. I've just got like everything on this table because it's my bedroom and it's just kind of a storage space that has my computer on it.
Oh, that sucks.
Hey, it's okay. Someday it'll all work out. It'll all just balance itself out. It'll be fine.
Yeah, one of these days. I don't know. It's just crazy.
You just have to keep going. Things will work themselves out as long as you keep trying. I know it's hard, but
don't. One of my old sayings is people will my buddy Michael Wilson will. When I have him on shows, he'll say, hey, how's it going? And I'll be like, it's going. Sometimes I wish it would stop, but it's going.
Life is the merry-go-round.
Sometimes it flings you off of it, though.
Oh, yeah.
And sucks.
It hurts.
Yes, it does. Very much so. As a listener, what defines a good podcast to you?
It's definitely the people. So, like, the story is good, but as long as the hosts have a fondness for each other, or they can at least make the conversation enjoyable. There's a podcast I'm listening to now. Like, this is the podcast I listen to for entertainment. This is the podcast I listen to for laughing. This is the podcast I listen to for, you know, knowledge, you know. So I've got different podcasts for different reasons, but they've all got the same trait of the hosts work great together. And like this, the one that I like to listen to laugh about, it's called Master and Debaters.
I think I've seen that around somewhere. Yeah.
So there are three bartenders that are best friends that live in Nashville, and they just question each other like, hey, fuck, marry, kill, you know, Thor, Hulk, you know, Captain America, whatever.
Yeah.
So they'll take like a question based on the topic of the episode. So like this most recent one they did was about Disney princesses. You know, it's like which one would win in a fight, and then they debate it. So, but they've got this great chemistry, and you could just tell they're having fun, and I like listening to it for that.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. Yeah, no, it's awesome when you find something that you absolutely like listening to, and that's great.
And you just want to hear their voices again.
Mm-hmm. As a listener, what does a podcast have to draw you in? So when you're listening to MAD, what, when you first found that, drew you in to say, okay, I've listened to the first episode or whichever one you listen to, I want to now listen to the next one?
Oh, man. Let's see. I think the thing that drew me in for that one was the humor. Like the questions they had for that very first one, it was so outrageous that I just wanted to hear what else they had to talk about. They haven't had any other episodes quite like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a rapid fire, weird ass question kind of thing. But now each episode is about a topic. So I really enjoyed that rapid fire questioning they had. But like I said, it's not the same as that first episode I listened to.
Yeah.
But then it just became about the people.
Yeah. So absolutely.
So I think as long as the people, you could feel their energy, you could feel their character in their audio, in their voices.
Right.
That's what draws me in.
Very cool. Very cool. As a listener, do you prefer short 30 minutes to an hour and 30 minute shows, or do you prefer longer podcast episodes as in 2 hours or more?
Man, quite frankly, I have never listened to an episode longer than 2 hours. Unless it's me editing my own episode.
Oh, yeah. We'll get into the editing a little bit later, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so outside of that, I've never listened to an episode. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. One time I listened to a 3-hour episode. We were preparing to talk about The Shining, the Stephen King book.
Yep.
And so I listened to the Losers Club podcast, and they literally had a 3-hour conversation about the book. And that was, dude, it dragged on. So I would say I like short episodes because that one time it was just too much.
Yeah, I think it just depends on what it is and how it's formatted. Like our top 100 series that we do, those range from 2.5 to 4.5, 5 hours each episode, and it's usually like 6-episode series.
Yeah.
So I think our Transformers one that we did 2 years ago, that's about 11.5, 12 hours of content between 6 episodes. Well, I mean, in total, it's not all one episode.
Right.
It's the 6 parts added up, because I did 100 hours of audio editing on that thing. But we are currently in the process of getting the top 100 toys countdown going, so we're doing that. But yeah, it just depends. If you're reviewing a movie, or if you're reviewing a cartoon series, or just depends on how you're doing it, depends on, you know, all that stuff. And for me, I can listen to 2 hours or more as long as the show I listen to, Earth-2.net, the show with Michael David Sims. He does several different things on his show, and one of them was where they went through, they did like a countdown. Again, it was a countdown episode, but so that's going to be longer. But they did like 5.5-hour countdown in one podcast for the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies at the time. This was a couple years ago. And for me, it's like listening to podcasts that long, the reason why I like doing it is because I can do it whenever I want. So if I want to listen to the first hour now, I'll do that now. And I go back and I come back. Like, you don't have to listen to it all in one go. But the general sweet spot is 30 minutes to an hour and 30 minutes or so, just so you can get, you know, everything as in-depth and however you want to do it and get it done.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a really good number. Like, if it's less than 30 minutes, I don't feel like I got anything out of it. There's Something You Should Know podcast with Mike Carruthers, and all of his episodes are very short, but there's so much condensed into it.
Yeah.
That it's almost like by the end of it, what did I listen to? Because there was so much coming at me that I just don't remember it all. Yeah. So I'd say, any like the 45 minute to an hour and a half is a good range.
Yeah, absolutely. As a listener, do you start at the beginning of the podcast, the most recent episode, or you jump around?
Well, if it's a brand new podcast I've never heard of, I listen to the first one, or at least the beginning of it, to see where they are. Mm-hmm. And then if that hooks me enough, then I'll go to a first episode to, well, I mean, not always. Like Jordan Harbinger, this guy's got like 700 episodes. Mm-hmm. And that one, I pick the title that I like and I go with that.
Yeah.
To go all the way back 700 episodes before, it's like, it's not the same podcast. So I don't want to really listen to that first one.
Yeah.
But most of the time, like with the Master and Debaters, I listened to the first episode to see what it was to begin with. But
right.
They're still early on.
Yeah.
So. But if it's something that's been going on for 100, 500, 1,000 episodes, I don't want to go to the beginning, because then it's like you're not listening to the podcast. You're just listening to, like you would say, the origin story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same show from episode 1 to episode 1,000.
We haven't got your... We're 500 and something episodes away from 1,000 episodes of the Fullback. I don't know if it's going to get there. But I think that I will... When people ask me, not that they ask me, but if they ask me, hey, do you have coverage of this, or did you do this? I can point them in several directions where they don't necessarily need to listen to every episode 1 or every episode 0 kind of thing. But... Again, it also depends on how the podcast is. Like a buddy of mine, Mike Laidman, he and his buddy Chris, they started Part-Time Nerds, Full-Time Dads back in, I think, 2019, maybe? I don't know. It was right before the pandemic. At the time, both of their wives were pregnant. So they were each of their episodes ended up being the geek stuff plus the real life stuff, because they were going through having children kind of thing.
Right.
You can't start that show at episode 1, skip to episode 37, and then skip to, you know what I mean? Like you can't, it's a whole story. So it just depends.
Would you consider that like a serial? Like you start at the beginning and then just follow along the whole show.
Yeah, pretty much. You can follow along. You can follow along to a certain point, and then maybe you, like, after they've had their children kind of thing, then maybe you could jump around. But definitely very much streamlined, serial, beginning, middle, and end kind of thing. Mike, Chris, bring the show back, damn it. They stopped doing it a while ago.
Oh, man. Life must have gotten in the way.
Well, and hey, I've been saying this for 15 years. Like, I have no life, so it doesn't really matter to me. But, like, life comes before podcasting. If something is going on in your life and you can't record, or you can't produce, or you can't, it'll always be here. So it's like, it's not going away anytime soon kind of a thing. So,
yeah, honestly, it's kids, then bread, then podcasting, and then my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't really have a life much anymore other than just my family and work and podcasting. So I don't really go out to the bars and hang out with friends anymore. I don't do that stuff. I'm just not there in my life anymore.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Reminds me of an old line from a famous movie from 2005. For me, the three things. No, you're gonna love this.
Okay.
For me, there's three things in life: Red Sox, sex, and breathing. Do you remember what movie that was?
Oh, Jesus. The Other Guys?
No, hell no.
I don't know.
Fever Pitch with Fallon and Demi, and not Demi, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore. Yeah.
Okay, hey, I haven't seen that one since 2005.
What? All right, I'm commandeering his podcast, folks, and we're going to do a review. Oh, my God, that movie's coming up on 20 years.
Jesus.
Holy shit, weird.
That's what my show should do, is like 20-year anniversary movies, 25-year anniversary movies. So. Yeah, I like that.
That's hilarious. As a listener, how many hosts are too many on one podcast episode?
Oh, geez. I think four is too many. Like, there's the ones that I listen to the most is usually one host and a guest.
Mm-hmm.
But, like Master and Bader, three guys. But it's almost like a round table. Like, you just, this guy talks, and then the next guy talks. And then, so they're not, like, dancing over each other's conversation.
Yeah.
But if you get four people, we've done that twice. And one of them was over the phone and the other three were in studio together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was constantly, hey, hold on. You know, this guy's trying to talk. Hold on. This guy wants to talk on the phone. And that was too much. I'm sure there are podcasters that can do four, but for me, man, three is like the max.
Yeah. And when I say hosts, I don't mean just the person that directs the traffic. I mean just how many people on one show, kind of a thing.
Right.
Two to three is fine. Three is a sweet spot, like you're saying. As you know, four, as long as you have a good person who is directing traffic, it's fine. Anything more than that, unless you have a specific thing that you're doing, like if you're doing like a versus episode, like we did this thing called GCR and Wars years and years ago, where we would take two things and we would pit them together. We would take like 20 categories and pit like Die Hard versus Lethal Weapon kind of things.
and we would rate
them based on, you know, which had the better action scene, which had the most quotable lines, which one is or isn't a Christmas movie kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So, you know, and in that case, you'd need at least three, or you would need an odd number of hosts, because you'd have to have a tiebreaker for whichever one. So that was always fun. We did a lot of those cool things back in the day. When do you stop listening to a podcast altogether?
Oh, man. Geez. You know what? I think as soon as I find something in the audio that like deters me, like I just now noticed that this host says this all the time. And then you listen to like, oh yeah, all literally every single episode, he says that exact same thing. I can't do it. I can't listen to it anymore. There's one podcast where one host talks and then the other host talks. But then this first host, he will try to match the exact word of the last sentence, you know, like,
yeah,
it's that way. It's like, oh, wow, we're so in simpatico that we're thinking the same thing. But it's literally just you're saying the word he's going to say. And it bothered me. I don't know why it bothered me. I think it was because I had a friend that used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this makes any sense what I'm saying, but like, if I'm going to say something, but then your friend says something at the same time you say it, then it just gets annoying.
Annoying. So, yes. Very annoying.
you get that one annoyance and then you can't let it go.
You just can't let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. And I don't know if that made any sense what I said, but
no, it makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
And it bothered me to the point that I don't want to listen to it again.
Right.
Because I know they're going to do it again.
Yeah. So you've mentioned a couple, but what are some podcasts you're currently listening to?
So I've met a lot of people on Twitter. You're clearly one of them. So I listen to you and then other Twitter friends like Flicks and Friends podcast. I've had Dustin on, once or twice. Cool. He's a really good dude. We started talking on Discord. Just, hey, man, I'm trying to do this with this episode. What do you think of this? And, like, he'll give me questions about this sound clip, if I should use this one or that one, and vice versa. We'll help each other out. So we listen to each other's shows. Then we've got the Master and Debaters I like. Jordan Harbinger's show I like. That one, just because he's got this, like, worldly view of everything going on in the world. Like, he's got one about cults. He's got, well, he's got a lot of them about cults, but learning about all this stuff inside the world that I never would have even thought about. Like, I'm trying to remember where it was. I think it's in California. It's like the Green Line, where there's cartels down in the south of California that are coming into America to grow crops of marijuana. And then instead of, you know, they're doing it in secret, and they're growing insane amounts of it and then taking it back to, you know, Mexico, whatever, wherever they're going with it and selling it. But they're not. It's because it's in secret, and because of the damage they're doing to the nature in the area. It's something I never would have thought about, but he just finds these hosts. Like, I guess this host that was on the show was one of the cops that goes into these and does the drug busts. But it's like, where do you find these people? They've got these crazy lives and jobs that you never would have even thought about.
Yep.
So that's why Jordan Harbinger is interesting.
Cool.
It's almost like Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe.
Yeah.
You're seeing another side of life you never thought about.
Yep. After all, folks, happy graduation day. Get a job.
Yeah.
When you guys go back to sequels again for a third time, you should call it threequels.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. You'll have to be on that one.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the trilogies. Oh, boy. All right, let's talk about podcast production. As a producer, do you find yourself listening to podcasts less and less as you're producing your own show?
No, not really. I listen to my own to edit it.
Yep.
But then I post it online like a week ahead of the publishing date, and then I'll listen to it. I'll listen to it like the next day to make sure that the full spectrum sounds good together, because when you're editing, it's like cut this piece, cut that piece, but by the end of the story, you're not listening to the whole thing, you're just listening to the pieces to edit it.
Yeah,
that's why I re-listen to it like the next day to hear the entire thing, send myself a note in a text message, hey, cut minute 217 out, or what, you know, whatever, to make adjustments. So when I was publishing episodes, because we're on a break. Mm-hmm. When I was publishing episodes, I spent more time listening to my own episodes than other people's. Yeah. So I guess you could say that. I listen more to my own from an editor's perspective.
Right. Yeah. As a producer, are you a podcast planner, or are you just throwing stuff at the mic to see what sticks? Please don't throw stuff at me.
No. So when we plan an episode, we'll do it probably like a month out and say, we're going to post it for this date. So what's something really cool that happened on that date in history, whatever. Like we were going to do for the moon landing, we were going to do an episode about space. Didn't happen because Brian had hip surgery. So that's why we're out of commission. But we would plan it out like a month in advance. Say, this is the topic. And then neither of us would know what each other is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would have notes, you would have notes, and then we would just go. So it's not like we're throwing stuff at the microphone to see what happens. It's just we both have what we want to talk about, and whatever happens, happens, I guess.
Yeah, also, like you were saying earlier about having that two-year kind of plan thing. Like when Steve and I first started, we had a show called Movie Week in Review, and at the time, I have pictures of this because I have pictures of my old apartments and everything else. I had like 3 DVD shelves filled with films and cartoons and TV. I'm like, okay, let me take all the films and just make a list of all the films I have that turned into 200 episodes of a podcast. You know what I mean? So,
right. Like, yep, I like it. I like it.
You know, that kind of stuff. All right. Well, since you're not coming back till September, I want to have my episode air on September 17th. And the reason being is that was the original air date of Transformers 1984, and other things happened on that day that I will tell you all on that show.
All right. Brilliant. That's going to be good. I will make sure it happens, sir. I'm looking forward to it. Brian, yeah. I don't even think Brian knows about it, but, but you will.
Well, you know, after all, no relation, so.
No relation. isn't that weird that you're
like, wait a minute. Me? Yeah.
there is a reason why I found you. Like, we were doing a Transformers episode, so I Googled all things Transformers. And then I Twitter stalked you, and I'm like, wait, Blanchard? Oh my God.
Yep.
So that's why I reached out to you, man.
Blanchard.
It's become a good relation since then.
So far, here's hoping. Oh boy. So this is more of like, I don't know. I tried doing the whole one man, like, when I think of one-man shows, I'm thinking like Robin Williams or Richard Pryor or any of the blue-collar comedy guys when they're not doing blue-collar stuff, when they're doing their own stuff separately from blue. Like, comedians are a one-person show.
Yep. John Leguizamo, one-man show.
Yeah. Brilliant. And, I mean, there are some radio DJs that are one-person shows kind of thing, but with podcasting, I found out really early on, I cannot sit here and talk to myself about something like without it sounding like the guy that was on the radio reading the weather before Robin Williams came in as Adrian Cronin. Like, today in Saigon, the wind is going to come out of the northwest at no, just no. I cannot.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Yeah, see, you need something like that. Like, you know, yeah. So. Yeah. As a producer, are you a one-man show kind of host, or do you need or do you prefer working with co-hosts?
I have to work with a co-host. Like, it just I can't fathom doing it by myself. And even listening to a one person, it feels so scripted. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how you can just freeball your own show and not have something to bounce ideas off of. Like, I don't like it.
I mean, I think people could do it if they're just like giving headlines and one or two opinions. So a person I actually just had on the previous episode, Mistress Carrie, she is a Boston radio DJ and podcaster, and I have been following her career for the last 20 years or so because I'm originally from Massachusetts and all that. We spent 3.5 hours on this episode because she has like a 30 plus radio career. So it took me up until like the second hour to even get into any of these 27 questions. And we just had a fun conversation. It was awesome and great and whatever else. But she does this thing called Mistress Carrie's Sit Rep, where it's like a daily thing, but it's like 5 to 7 to 10 minutes of her just reading headlines and giving information. That kind of thing. Sure, fine, great. But if you're trying to give your opinion on an episode you watched or a song you listened to, you need somebody there to, like we said, to bounce off of to, you know.
Otherwise, it's just you on your soapbox telling people how they should think. Like, this is what I think. So blah, 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 blah. Listen to every word I have to say because there's nobody to stop you. Yeah, so it's got to be at least 2 people.
At least 2.
Otherwise, it's not a conversation.
Nope. And it's funny because I told a friend of mine who is not into they weren't into the podcasting or whatever else. I told them about an idea I had for a podcast because I wanted to give a different friend of mine who has been friends with me for years a platform for her to just have her voice, not just be a Facebook post.
Sure.
And it was all about children's television programming then and now. So basically her thing is she doesn't like Paw Patrol. She thinks Paw Patrol is evil, kind of thing. And my thing was, I was coming at it from the point of, I've never actually seen it. So I told this other friend about what I was doing. And she's like, well, you think you know everything, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm here to give this other person a voice, and I'm here to learn why they don't like something. Why should I have to watch 200 and something episodes of a children's television show when I don't have children? I'm never having children. Nobody needs to see me have offspring. It's just not going to happen. And besides, I wouldn't put any of my kids through what I went through with my right. cerebral palsy and all that and everything else. So I went and I watched about, I don't know, two or three clips on YouTube just so I have a general sense of it. But like, we're not reviewing the show. I was giving that other person a platform to tell us why they think Paw Patrol. And I lately I've been feeling like anything I say is the wrong thing, or it's the wrong time, or whatever kind of thing. And I don't know, but I just gotta press on, I guess.
But that's why you have somebody on, so that way if you say something stupid, they could call you out.
Exactly.
On the flip side, you don't have to know everything because somebody else does.
I thought that was the point. Yeah, that's what I thought the point of the episode was, is that this person, Jennifer, who is a mother of two boys, and her kids like Paw Patrol, whatever, she doesn't really care for it, and that's fine. But like, I was there to learn from her. I was not there to say, I've watched all 10 million, however, there's like 200 and something episodes of that, or whatever it is. I don't even care. Like, no, like, I was there to learn. I wasn't there to, and we're not actively taking each episode and saying, this is what we liked. That's not what it was. It was a general, anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. And it was a good episode, by the way.
Thank you. At least somebody listened to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do have kids, so I know what you're talking about. Other people? Yeah. It's a very niche episode, we'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like, again, I was just trying, like, somebody will say something on social media, and I will come back with, if you want to do a podcast on it, show up, I'll hit the record button, and all you got to do is talk. Like, I'll do everything else, you know, kind of thing. And that's really what that was. And I, like I said, I did do a little bit of research. I did watch, I think, like I said, five or six different clips, and I got enough of the gist of the show. But like, the point wasn't to review the show.
Right, right.
I don't think anyone wants a full-on GCRN Paw Patrol review podcast.
Oh my God.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
As a producer, do you feel you need a mixing board and all the fancy stuff that would essentially be found at a radio station, or are you good with a great mic and headphone setup?
So I do have a mic and a small mixing board. Mm-hmm. It's a pod track, and basically it's just a mixing board with four buttons, and then you've got the volume knobs for microphone, volume knobs for headphones, and that's it. So it's very basic, but it is technically a mixing board, so I can like throw in sound clips if I want to in the moment.
Yeah.
But I don't need the big, huge production. That's too much.
Yeah. I usually put all the sound clips in after. Like, I will. Yeah. That's why I listen to every second of our audio. I'll say, I'll insert this here.
You seemed a little pitchy, dog.
Yep.
And then.
Yep. I've found myself doing that a lot lately when recording.
Because it's just easier to have the I have 15 years of audio on my computer. So, like, you know, I have all this stuff. I have the ding, ding, dings, or the this, or the that, or whichever quote, you know, one shall stand, one shall fall. Like, I have, like, all that stuff. So it's like, it's just easier to insert it after the fact.
Yep. But sometimes, like, earlier on when we first got this pod track, It was easier to navigate the conversation by saying, I've got this audio clip from this movie, because then we can then talk about that clip.
Yep.
So it was easy like, it's got the four buttons, so I can have four audio clips, and it helped for navigation.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
And by the way, that whole one shall stand and one shall fall. I found out that in Invincible Season 2, Peter Cullen is going to voice Thaddeus.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
I don't know how much you know about Invincible.
Not much. I've heard of it. I need to read the book and all that stuff, and I haven't even watched the show. I'm too engrossed in the other Image comic thing, which is the Massive Verse. Radiant Black and Radiant Red and all that stuff. I'm more on that end of it than anything else. As a producer, how much time do you put into the editing of the show?
Oh, man. Yeah, how can you quantify the time? So when I edit it, I listen to the episode at regular speed. I have attempted to do it at like 1.75 speed. But then it's just chipmunks talking and you can't get everything.
Nope.
So typically I would say if I'm listening to a 2-hour show, it's going to end up being 3-ish because you got to stop, clip, you know, whatever. So, that's like the bare minimum would be like 3 hours. But then even still, like I said, I'll post it, listen to it the next day in its entirety, go back into it and edit a little extra. Yeah. So it feels like it's never ending.
Yeah,
until you basically hit publish.
Yeah,
but I love it.
Yeah, I like the editing because I like the way I edit. I like the way that I put the thing together. I've always tried since I learned editing. I had because in the beginning when Steve and I first started, I'm like, look, I'll show up, I'll watch this stuff, I'll talk about it, but you need to edit this. I don't want to learn. And then I just needed to learn. Stuff was going on with Steve and he couldn't do. I'm like, okay, well then teach me. What do I need? What do I this? What do I that? Ever since then, I've been using Adobe Audition and all that kind of stuff and whatever else. And I just do simple edit. I'll put an intro, you know, whatever the beginning part, like, because after 15 years, I have so many.
Mm-hmm.
Voice actor and other people interview clips where they're like, hi, my name is blah, 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 and you're listening to blah, 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 you know, the Geekcaster or whatever. So I'll put in one of those. I'll put in, like, if there's a theme song or something or whatever, and then we'll start the show. I'll go through and I'll edit it, the whole thing. I may need to take a break or once or another at one point or another, but basically I will edit it, and I will spend 3.5 hours straight through editing whatever show it is. Like I said earlier, when I was editing the top 100 Transformers countdown.
100 hours. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I decided to – I was tweeting it and I was putting it on Facebook like, okay, I'm here, 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 here. And I'm like – after I finished it, I was like, okay, I'm just going to call it a day. It's at 96 hours. Let's say with promotion and everything else, that's another 4 hours. So it's 100 hours. And I put all of that just note-taking and social media posting into a blog post and just published that. And here's how I got to 100 hours of editing for 12 hours of content.
My God.
But I was,
you've got the patience of a saint.
Not really. Because those
could have fooled me.
Parts 5 and 6, I had to go like what you're saying about going back and listening. Like, even though I spent, God, I don't even know what I spent on part 5. I honestly forget. I spent so much time on it. By the end of it, I was getting so damn tired. Like I literally there was 4 or 5 times where I fell asleep editing. And I'm like, okay, I need to get up and finish this like tomorrow. It was like I was out of my mind at that point.
Oh my God. I couldn't do it, man. That's insane.
Yep.
I can understand why you fell asleep a couple times.
Yeah. So,
but you realize you're on a deadline. You got to get it done.
Yeah. So day 2 was 13 hours. Bit hazy at this point, and I didn't even finish the edit, so got to number 7. So that was number 7, day 2. So that was part 5, And I had said that I was so delirious and exhausted I had to stop because I thought I was messing things up in the editing. So part five went into day three. So it basically took me 4.5-5 days to edit 100 hours of audio, which, I mean, technically 4 days is 96 hours. So,
yeah,
just cap it up to another round number and make it three digits.
Solid plan.
As a producer, do you prefer in-person recordings or recordings over the internet like this and other things?
This is only my second time doing it on the computer.
Okay.
And it's fine, but I'm literally sitting here looking at my bedroom curtains. Like, I enjoy the in-person because personally, I think the audio sounds better when it's in person.
Okay.
At the same time, the conversation is better because you can see the person's, their movements. You can see what they're doing, if they're fidgeting, if they're bored, if they're
right,
you know, if they're getting excited. Like we did an episode about the best football movies, and we did it as a four person back and forth. This is why this is better. This is why this is better. And at one point, I'm like throwing the bottle at people, and like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, so like that was so much better because it was in person. We had one guy on our phone, but with this pod track, I've got a Bluetooth adapter. So he was on his phone just walking around his bedroom or whatever, and he was listening to us like it was just a phone call.
Yeah,
but the three of us were in studio, and it went really well. Mikey, he had a little bit harder time because it was just him over the phone. So
Yeah, I've been doing it this way for 15 years. Steve and I, when Steve came to my wedding in 2017, was the first time we met in person. It was the first time we ever did anything in person. It was weird because I'm so used to looking at my screen, whatever's on my, like if there's, like right now, I've got the questions up to ask you the questions, you know, my microphone's to the left of me, but I'm looking at my screen because that's what I'm supposed to be doing kind of thing. And then I'm like, oh crap, I need to turn around, look at him and have an actual conversation with an actual real life human being that isn't just on the other end of my headphones kind of thing. It was fun. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, no. Over the internet. This way. Because this way, we're in each other's space. Like, you're in your space. I'm in my space. No, I'm not in my space. My space is dead. But, you know, like, it's one of those things where we're in our own environments, and the point of we can be comfortable, we can do this, we can do that. There was, I don't know if it's still around. There was a podcast. I think it was called No Pants Podcast, where they actually probably weren't wearing pants as they were. So yeah, like, I mean, it just depends on how you have the setup and whatever else. And yeah, but this is always the easiest thing for me to do because it's just audio. And I don't know.
So when you do it with Steve, do you at least have like the video screen up so you can see each other? No. Okay.
Audio only.
Okay.
Because I've found that in several episodes that I've done that I've had to fix and things, like with Skype, it's currently recording as an MP4 because they want you to turn your cameras on and record the video. But I find that if the video's on, it screws up the audio at times. And I'm like, nope. And I tried using a few other things that were just audio recorders. And then one of them was like, hey, guess what? We're changing everything. And we want you to link your podcast to our this. And I'm like, nope, we already have. Like, I was just using it to record on two separate tracks. And they're like, nope, we're changing it. I'm like, then nope, I'm not using you anymore. So when Steve wants to edit, we'll use Discord. When I want to do stuff, we'll use Skype because I'm so used to having the point where I talk and then you talk.
That makes sense to me.
So that way we're not talking over each other. This is why I also in 2019, and I know everyone listening to the sound of my voice has already heard this, my brain kind of broke on review podcasts where we're reviewing movies or reviewing TV shows or cartoons or whatever else. I'm like, I need to do something different. It was right before the pandemic, and I'm like, let's come up with all these questions where it's just me asking anybody questions versus having to worry about me saying I like this or I like that, and then you saying you don't like that, but you like, so that way we're not actually yeah. talking over each other, kind of thing.
Yeah, because it's an interview style. It's yeah. informational. Everybody has a story to tell, and you're just the conduit for people to tell their story.
Absolutely. Getting the stories from any fans that I can.
Right.
Absolutely. So you only have one show. I have like a million shows, but
I don't understand it, man. You
all right. I will explain it, but the question is, as both a listener and a producer, do you prefer one feed have everything, or should each type of show have its own feed? So when I said to Steve, I said, okay, you have All Things Transformers. I have TFG1 Podcast. TFG1 Podcast was me just reviewing the 98 episodes that are the Transformers Generation 1 cartoon. And my thought was everything needs to have its own feed. So in case anyone doesn't want to hear, if you mix things, like, you know, yes, All Things Transformers, yes, everything related to Transformers could go in there. But if you have, say, a show about Breaking Bad, you don't want somebody to bring a Weeds episode review in. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Okay. Yeah.
That yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, the only one I can think of is like Jordan Harbinger. He's got his show where he does an interview, and it's like once a week he'll do that. And once a week he'll do a Friday feedback where somebody writes in with a problem, and then him and his producer talk about it. Yeah. And then another day of the week is Sarcastic Sunday or Skeptical Sunday. Sorry, that's what it's called, where he talks about a topic and him and one other person, they talk about, like, say, tipping. You talk about why tipping is wrong and how it started. And then you get skeptical about the idea of why should we as a society tip, because blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So he's got three different types of shows that he does every single week, but it's all on the Jordan Harbinger show. Like,
yeah,
I see why he does it, because it's his platform. You know, he can do it how he wants to, but I almost feel like that takes away from the Jordan Harbinger show, because now it's a Feedback Friday show. Now it's a Skeptical Sunday show. Like, I think it should be three different platforms.
I don't know, because if it's all him doing stuff, and it's not separate from, like, here on Studio 2009, we have the whole point of Studio 2009 is when Steve and I set it up, I said, well, we don't have movie we can review anymore. We do. We have the archive, but it's not active anymore because of the way we were the way I was editing stuff back. I would throw 2.5 hour clips into this. So not supposed to do that, folks. No. I wouldn't do that, but like they would be longer than like say 30 seconds or a minute long kind of thing. But like, so we started Studio 2009, and the reason why it's 2009 is that's what the year the GCRN we started it, the network overall. And I said, okay, we're going to cover anything and everything in the audio and visual medium. So if you can see it, hear it, read it, watch it, whatever, it's open to, like, we've got a couple episodes about commercials. We've got a top 10 Batman actor episode. We've got, what else do we have? We have movie reviews. We have this podcast approach question and answer thing and whatever else. So
that's a huge spectrum, by the way.
Well, it doesn't limit us to the point of we only have to do this one thing. That's right. What the other shows are for. That's what, like, what's another?
Like Social Loafer. I called it that because I wanted it to be ambiguous, so it could be anything.
Yep.
We're social. We talk about whatever we want to.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be Social Loafer movie podcast, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's just.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. So when we want to do a like, I have the Phineas and Ferb review show. We did a couple of years, about a decade ago, we started the Showtime Synergy, the Gem review show, where we reviewed all 65 episodes of Gem, plus the comic and everything else. So there are ways to do specific narrow, Theories. Like, yeah, there are ways to do that. But I'm just like, okay, well, what haven't we covered, or what did we cover that we want to revisit, kind of thing? Like, we're revisiting, we did an episode for Keaton for Batman and Batman Returns. Next episode, I said this last episode, but episode 60 will be Forever and Batman and Robin. So, and then after that, we'll do The Dark Knight, and then after that, we'll do most likely The Batman, I think. I don't know if I can spend another 3 hours in front of that film.
Dude, are we on the same boat? I did not care for it. The Batman.
It's not that I didn't care for it. It's that I had to break up my – I basically had to look at it as a video podcast. But I had to break up when I watched it. I watched an hour here. I watched an hour there. I watched an hour – 3 hours for a movie is too goddamn long.
There's that. But when I went to go see it, I've seen it one time in the theaters. And so I was relatively uncomfortable. It wasn't like the greatest movie theater.
Right.
So I was uncomfortable. The music and like everything was way too loud to the point that – when you hear the boom, boom, booms, like it was like exploding my eardrums.
Yeah.
So I was so uncomfortable watching the movie, and it was so just dark and none of it made any sense to me. Like all of a sudden there's 50 people that are up on the roof and they're all snipers, but nobody can shoot anybody. And then all of a sudden Batman gives himself, you know, HGH or whatever to make himself go psycho and start punching people. Nobody died. He didn't stop anything. Everything that was going to happen happened. Like the building flooded and
yeah,
Batman didn't do anything.
All he did was stand there and sparkle.
Yeah.
Sparkly Batman. I don't know. I mean, I didn't dislike, but see, that's the thing. Like, I remember like, oh, okay, I want to watch this. It's on whatever streaming service it's on. I'm like, all right, well, I'm paying for the streaming service. I will watch this movie. I watched it. I know I watched it because, like I said, I broke it up into three different sections of watching it. But like, I don't remember, other than it being like Batman year two or something or other, like being sort of an origin story. Other than that, other than like what the Riddler looks like, I don't remember a damn thing from the movie. So we are going to have to go back and revisit it at some point. But yeah, 3 hours, too long.
I do think you're right, though, because it's almost in three pieces, because the first hour or whatever is Batman just fighting street crime. Then the second hour is like Batman and Catwoman, and then the third hour is just Batman and the Riddler with the whole final end scene. So it's almost like three different books
in one movie. Yeah, absolutely. What do you see as the difference in podcasting versus radio stuff? Like, I don't know, the only time I've ever been on the radio is when I called into shows, but like that difference in what, you know what I mean? Like what, like everything they do versus everything that we do, kind of thing. What do you see the differences?
I think the difference is they don't plan. Like, they've got an idea with like headlines that they're going to talk about, you know, or they've got their little bits that they're going to do, but it's more or less like laughing at each other. Like, you did this thing that was so stupid last night. Or like, I saw you on Twitter last night and you were saying stupid stuff. It's like, the morning show I listen to, it's almost like they just rag on each other, and then they'll mix it up with headlines, and then they'll mix it up with like a game that they do. But it's not a natural conversation. I think kind of like with that whole when they talk over each other or when they say the same word at the same time, you find that a little annoyance, and then you want to stop listening to the show. Mm-hmm. I think I'm starting to get that way with this morning show I listen to.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I think I listen to a lot more podcasts now than I do radio, just because I think I did find that annoyance that it's the same thing every day.
Yeah. This is one of the reasons why I pay for Spotify, because if I want my music, I want my music the way I want my music and not the way the radio. Like, I love radio. I will always love radio. Radio is what we had back in the 80s and 90s and everything else, right before the internet and all that and everything else. But I moved here to Anderson, Indiana from Vancouver, Washington, out in Vancouver. Karen and I were there for 2 years before she passed, and I ended up there up until last year when I moved here. And it's the first time – in my entire life where I did not seek out the morning show. Everywhere I've lived in my 43 years, as long as I was old enough to know what the hell I was doing, I've always sought out morning shows because I love being from Massachusetts. My bus came at 6:05 or 6:15 every morning to go to school, so I basically had to be up at 5 a.m., shower, breakfast.
Yeah.
No time for cartoons. So I was a morning person. I've been a morning person my whole life. So morning radio would appeal to me. And I would always just find that show, that station, those people. And I will say that they do plan. They do a lot of show prep. I know several radio DJs that used to do morning shows and things like that. But generally, sometimes some shows now don't, and now what they're doing is the full-on pre-produced skits. It's not AI, but it's like fully pre-produced. They'll have like a certain caller call in, but it's not a real person. It's Bill that's the office clerk down the street or something. Kind of like it's radio's weird now. I don't know.
Well, so I'm just going to call him out. I listen to KFAN Morning Show, sports talk radio show that we have in town. And I listen to them, and it's gotten to the point where it used to be three guys, and then one guy got fired, so they brought in a third guy. But then their chemistry was okay. So then they thought it would be better if they started bringing in extra guests every single day. Like, okay, well, this Thursday we're gonna have so and so on as well, and this Tuesday we're gonna have so and so on as well. So it became like known as this amalgamation of characters to make the morning show, and so it almost felt cluttered and congested. That it lost its natural ability because they just, hey, welcome back, Steve. Let's start talking about your day. I don't know. It's like they tried to make it natural, and it just I don't know.
I don't even
listen to it anymore. So I guess.
Yeah, when you have to force the chemistry, then there's something wrong. I mean, usually I will do, and I usually record these most, or at least I used to. If like this is the first time you and I have ever talked like over the whatever, like voice to voice kind of thing. But we've talked in messages and posts and whatever else on Twitter or whatever. And so we kind of know. But normally if I need to test with somebody, I'll spend an hour, hour and a half where none of that will actually be in the show. But it's us having a conversation to make sure that we're, you know, have some chemistry together kind of thing. So
honestly, I just feel like I'm listening to your podcast.
Well, that's good. What is advice that you have for new and veteran podcasters in the art of podcasting?
Advice. Have fun. I mean, if it's the whole, if you're not having fun what you're doing, stop doing it. So as long as you enjoy it, just keep going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess that's the most basic thing I can really think of. Yeah. There's so many little things that you can really talk about, like little tidbits of each dynamic of it, like the dynamic of social media, the dynamic of editing, the dynamic of finding the right equipment. But the simplest, most basic idea is have fun, because if you have fun, the people will want to watch or listen to you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So where can the people find your show? Where is the social woofer other than in the back of the bread truck?
Okay, and to be honest with you, we actually had recorded one time inside of the bread truck.
I remember you good. Saying that.
That was a lot of fun. I listening back to it, because that was episode 11.
Uh-huh.
And I wanna go back to it because it was early on in my editing, so that I can hear it now and think, oh man, that conversation was so rushed because I cut so much out. So I almost want to go back and edit it all over again with my skills now to make it sound better. Maybe I will. but the Social Loafer podcast, I've been told that we're not on Apple, but I've tried many times to be on there. So I don't know what's going on, but you know, Stitcher, Spotify, hell, I mean, there's platforms I've never even heard of that we're on.
Yeah, like Deezer and Tweedle and Twitterdle or whatever. Yeah, there's so many platforms.
Yeah, oh, my God. So many. But we post on Buzzsprout. So even if you Google it, it might even take you to the Buzzsprout website. I don't know. But I listen to it on Spotify or iHeartRadio.
Yep, that's where I listen to Spotify. Yeah, I just searched Social Loafer and wait, you're there. Hold on, wait a second. Brian and Brian, Social Loafer. No, you're here. Here, I'll send you the link later.
Okay.
Copy link, actually. Oh, good. I'm going to be your first review on iTunes. Of course, most people are like, iTunes? What is iTunes?
Oh, geez.
Because people, and it really just bugs me because everybody's like, oh my God, podcasting, that's so cool, but I don't remember a thing before Joe Rogan. I'm like, how the fuck do you? I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? That didn't work. There it is.
I see it. Yep,
there it is. I mean, just like you said, have fun and all that good stuff. And people listen to the Social Loafer podcast. It is cool. It is fun. Like, literally, the football movie one, I'm like, oh, my God, they didn't. Because we all know the best football movie is 1999's Varsity Blues.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, I was begging for that one. We still quote it all the time on the show. We, you know, between the
a 10, a fucking 10.
Yep. Yep. But yeah, man, that show is in my memory forever. I love it. That was the best. That was my freshman year of high school. Love it.
99 was your freshman year. Oh, God, I graduated that year. Fuck, I am old.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now you know.
Now you know, and knowing is half the battle. We're going to go to
a just power.
Yes, not. Power, unlimited power. We're going to go to a quick ad break, hear some ads and some other stuff, and we'll come back to close the show right after this.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the GeekCast Radio Network.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news,
play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
Hello everyone, this is JD from the In Session Film Podcast. Each week we review
the latest from Hollywood, California.
Well, yes, Brendan. We also
give top three lists.
Okay, yeah, thanks again, Brendan. Additionally, you can hear us
talk other movie news, trailers, varying movie series, or other interesting film-related topics, and even rants and raves of the week.
On top of our main show, every Friday,
you can also hear our extra film podcasts.
You can listen to the In Session Film Podcast on
iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or at InSessionFilm.com. Listen to the In Session Film Podcast every Monday and Friday. Subscribe today and hear me verbally beat JD like a Cherokee drum.
No. That's not how this works, sir.
Hey, welcome to the Last Comic Shop Podcast.
A comic book podcast that actually talks about comics.
Yep, each week we open the shop up and read and discuss a comic.
Sometimes we pair that up with comic book movies or TV shows.
Or not. Lots of times it's just comic books and sound effects.
Oh, yes. Definitely lots of sound effects.
So tune in on all the major podcasting platforms to The Last Comic Shop Podcast. Or check out our library of evergreen shows at www.lastcomicshoppodcast.com.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Well, the Marcum 42's Universe Podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe podcast from the universe and beyond.
Hi, I'm Terry Smith, the host of Music Talks, the podcast where I ask guests a simple but beguiling question. Choose a song from each decade of your life and tell me why these songs mean so much to you. Guests and listeners love this format, and if you want to find out why, then take a listen at musictalkspod.buzzsprout.com or use your favourite podcast app. Just search on Music Talks Terry Smith. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and... talk to me. Then send me a tweet at Music Talks Pod. I look forward to doing some music talking soon.
All right, we are back here inside Studio 2009 with Brian with an I from the Social Loafer podcast. What do you got coming up on the bread truck, sir?
So we were going to record an episode. Like, the very last thing we were going to record was the best main sport movies, if that makes sense. Like, movies that are not the main four sports.
So, lacrosse and croquet rugby
Literally, the two of those are movies I was going to talk about. But Tucker, he's actually a ranked arm wrestling champion in Minnesota.
Oh,
so
cool.
He's going to talk arm wrestling, and we're going to talk a little bit about like how just arm wrestling in general. So it wasn't just going to be about the movies, but Brian was going to do wrestling, obviously.
Yeah.
So not sports that were non-main sports movies. We're going to do an episode about all things Boston. Can't wait for that one.
I got to pack the kind, have it yad.
Well, shit. Now you just I was going to try a Boston accent at the moment. Okay.
Well, you got to see the thing with the Boston accent is you got to remove the ahs. There are no ahs. It's Harvard. It's a whole thing.
The whole thing. I'll practice.
Get your clam chowder.
And the thing clam like, chowder.
Yeah, clam chowder. It's chowder, you have to add an H to the end of it. It's everything is an H at the end on a lot of words from Boston. And I've my accent as a kid, I miss it so much. I wish I had not. I mean, my life is what my life is at this point. I can't go back and change it. But if I didn't move to Kentucky when I was 13 years old and I got more of the howdy, y'all, how you doing today kind of like – I mean, I'm talking like I'm normally talking. This is my normal voice. I'm not putting on an accent, but I can either go country or I can talk to you about being in Harvard Yard at Boston and seeing Matt Damon and Ben. Oh, God, I need to watch Good Will Hunting again.
I'll have to study that real hard to get that accent. Yeah,
that's
a tough one.
It's very, very awesome. If it wasn't so damn expensive to live there, I wish I was back in Massachusetts.
Hey, man, big dreams will happen, you know, if you try hard enough, right?
If I try hard enough and if some rich alky leaves me in their will, so there is that. That's not going to happen, though.
God is great. Beer is good. And people are crazy. Yep. You never know. Some rich guy at a bar could give you all his money.
Yeah, if I had actually go to a bar, which I don't.
Well, there you go.
I don't. Yeah, I was it on Twitter or somewhere, like somebody was talking about traveling, and that's one thing that Karen and I, you know, she was she'd been to many places and things like that. I've been to many places in the U.S. I've been to Canada once. But I've never been outside of North America kind of thing. And she went over to Europe before I met her and everything else. She was kind of a world traveler. She loved to travel. And without her here now, I'm just like, I'm just going to stay at home. If I want to go to Russia, I'll just, you know, Google map it and say, here, I'm in Moscow. Take a screenshot of the map. Look, I traveled.
Look at me.
Look at me. Oh, it took me 10 minutes to cross the world.
In 2000, my family took a 2-week vacation in Sweden to go meet like very distant relatives. Uh-huh. So I've been to Sweden. Cool. When I was in the Army, I spent a year in Iraq.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you very much for the acknowledgement. Outside of that, it's just traveling in the States, and most of it was for the Army. When I was a teenager, we did youth mission trips for church. So I went to California, San Francisco, more specific. I went to Chicago and I went to Montana, but that was like go for a week long trip for church to go help out the community.
Yep.
But other than that, man, I ain't got time to travel. I ain't got money to travel.
Exactly.
Man.
Yeah.
It's okay.
This bread truck and podcasting stuff ain't getting us no cheddar.
Hell no. Maybe it'll get me some butter.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining us here inside Studio 2009. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there's several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts, leave us reviews, please. Spotify and any other podcatching client you choose to use. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Yes, iTunes is still a thing. Reviews in iTunes are good. Please do that. Follow us on X at Geekcast Radio, at It's Studio 2009. I am at TF2 and Mike. He is at Social Loafer 85, I believe. Is that right?
That's where when I was born, yeah.
Yep. Become a fan on Facebook. Good.
I would have done Social Loafer 1, but some dickhead already took it. I've messaged him, and I'm like, hey, man, can I have it? And they don't even exist anymore, so still have it. So, oh well.
That's funny because when I was not an Instagram person, like just didn't want to add. Like I've had Twitter and Facebook for years. I just celebrated 15 years on Twitter and Facebook in May and July of this year. Well, we're still in July, but like you know, and I just posted this morning, 15 years on Twitter. You know how many Twitter posts I've made in 15 years, 129,000 posts on Twitter in 15
Holy
years.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I'll be on X until it dies completely. So all that. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. And also check out Studio 2009 Podcast over there as well as TFG and Mike. You need a Facebook page for the show.
So we have a Facebook group.
Group? Group is fine. I was looking and looking and looking. I couldn't find it. You'll have to send me the link later. But social media. I am also now on Blue Sky. I am also on Threads, which is just text for Instagram kind of thing or whatever. I don't know. But all these social media things, man, I can't keep up. I posted on Threads this morning. Nope. Period. Closed it. I posted on Blue Sky. Meh. Period. Closed it. I don't even know if they're because I don't have notifications turned on for those. So it's like, I don't know. I just, there's too much. I'm turning into being very antisocial on social media.
Oh my God. That'll be the death of you. Social media. Blah, blah, blah.
We don't need it.
No.
All right. For now, I'm
friends on Facebook.
No, where? We'll fix that after the show. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
Brian Johnson at the Social Loafer Podcast.
You'll hear us back in the studio soon.